It work?
The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, 855-90-BIBLE.
And good morning and welcome to Community Connection. It is 8:33, and this Community Connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Richard Heinrich is on the line with us here, and he is the president for the Western Heritage Weekend coming up. How you doing there, Richard?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I tell you what, I'm a bit of a newcomer to the area, but I understand this one is fun, a lot of fun, and, of course, a lot of history, too. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect on the Heritage Weekend.
Well, the rain's kind of dampening us a little bit.
A little.
But Saturday, we're going to have, like I said, we've got the main event is the parade. Well, we'll start off at 9 o'clock with the run for the mammogram. And so that's going to be a big run, and they're going to it's a draw of a lot of people. Next one, then we'll have our parade, which is always a good crowd pleaser, especially with the 30 Longhorns coming down Main Street.
Wow, you can't beat that.
No, these are big Longhorns. They're not the little ones. These are big ones. They're pretty good, which will be followed by we have several activities for kids in the park. A dog show comes in, and this guy is really great with these dogs. They do a lot of tricks. It's a very good event to watch. We'll have some country singers out. There'll be a lot of vendors and chuck wagons out there. And then Saturday night, we got the kickboxing tournament going on, or kind of like a championship deal.
Wow.
There'll be about five bouts there. Yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of action. And the biggest thing is one of the Dewey policemen are going to be in the fight.
Oh, my.
So I think just the fact of having a policeman in there will be a good draw. Everybody wants to come see it.
Mm-hmm.
So but there'll be a lot of entertainment, a whole lot of fun.
Now, Richard, this is in Dewey this weekend, right? And my goodness sakes, we start off with the Longhorns taking to the street and everything like this. We end up with kickboxing and a whole bunch of food and fun in between. I mean, my goodness sakes, we are celebrating Western Heritage Day, and I understand Dewey just might be home to some pretty good Cowboys.
Oh, you bet. There's been some pretty good Cowboys come through. Of course, the most famous one would be Tom Nix,
yep.
Western star of the 20s, 30s, and 40s,
mm-hmm.
Did a great job with that. He did his own stunts, which is rare nowadays for actors to do that. But we've had a lot of Cowboys come through. The original show was really a big, it would rival Cheyenne in the rodeo they had there.
Oh, my.
Had a lot of stuff. So the Saturday events are going to be great. With all the little shops will be open. Which is a great for if you're interested in antiques and just home crafts, it'd be a great time to come through there. Put your kids in the park; they could do all the fun kids activities we've got going, and then the parents would go shopping.
Well, and it's all right there. It's all right there in Dewey, and you can get around pretty easily in Dewey too. And this is great. How many years has this been going on? This Heritage Days.
Oh, man, this has been going on at least, you'd ask me that, and I really can't tell you. It's somewhere around 18 years.
That's pretty good start.
It's been going on a long time.
That's pretty good start.
That's pretty good run.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, I see the signs when I'm coming into town on 75, and I've been seeing them for a better part of a month, and this just looks like it's the end-all of end-alls, and it looks like we've got a lot of great sponsors that are going to make sure that this goes off without a hitch for a good long time. You've been busy out there making sure that you got a lot of folks involved, I can tell.
Yes, sir. We've got a lot of people involved. A lot of people like this. It's a good crowd pleaser and draws a lot. Prairie Song is a fantastic little village. But we do have one glitch. Unfortunately, you tell people that we're going to have to not have the Wild West show on Sunday due to all this rain.
Oh,
it's real soft out there, and we figured out that most cars, people don't want their cars to be towed out of the mud with tractors. That would, because we walked around it this morning, and just walking is mushy. Water comes up out of the ground.
Saturated, so,
unfortunately, that's a bad deal, but that's just part of nature. So we're going to kind of, today we're going to contact some more stuff and ramp up the activities for Saturday.
That's
a whole lot
more good.
Free stuff out there for the kids, and so we can really have it going.
Now, that sounds great. Now, is there admission for the kickboxing bouts that are coming up this weekend?
Yes, sir. We're charging $15 a person because it is a kind of like a championship-type fight.
Sure.
So it's an approved fight, so it's a big deal here. And so, yes, sir, it's $15 a person to come in. And we do have, we're going to try to get some little smaller bleachers in there. We will have enough seating for everybody.
Well,
and, of course, it's supposed to rain Saturday, but the kickboxer said, we're going to, as long as it's not lightning, the fight's going on.
They're tough. They take it old school, don't they?
So it's going to do it, rain or shine, they said. So, but the rain's supposed to come in, I think, in the late evening tomorrow night, or Saturday night, which also would be, if it rains, like they say, it's supposed to come in Saturday night, that would make it even worse at the Wild West show. So, but that's a chance we take, and we don't have a covered arena, so we just have to go with the weather.
That's all good. Richard Heinrich is with us here. Now, do you have a Facebook page or a website thing that folks can refer to, just in case they forgot what we were talking about a little bit here and there?
Yes, sir. I think it's the Western Heritage Weekend on Facebook.
All righty. That'd be easy to find. And folks can take a look at all of the great opportunities to have some fun with the entire family there. And that's what it's all about. And again, we've got the run that starts off on Saturday morning early. What time does the run begin?
9 o'clock.
And then
they start registering at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's a walk run. And last year, I kind of got in on the last part of it, but I didn't run it. I rode my horse across the finish line. that was a whole lot. That's the only way I'm going to run when it goes 5Ks or whatever. I don't know.
Let the horse do the work.
Oh, yeah, you bet. You bet. So, Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. The run is to, of course, to raise money for breast cancer research and awareness, and for the mammograms too. And then following that, is that the parade, or does the parade go first, or do the Longhorns go after?
Well, the Longhorns will come in last.
Oh, good.
The parade starts at 12 o'clock.
Okay, very good.
And so we'll have a few stuff going on there between the end of the run and the parade. But it should kick off pretty good.
All righty. Well, I want to thank you very much for spending some time with us and giving us all the updates here as we get ready for the Western Heritage Weekend in Dewey. Richard Heinrich, thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate you being on the air with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty. Take care now. And once again, that is this weekend. And we've got more coming up right here on Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral
Home. Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial.